KNZS.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And we welcome you to the home of Perry LeCompton as we get you set for our week one contest here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Our broadcast tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. You can find them online at rainbowtel.net. They provide the most reliable internet services here in northeast Kansas. We are working on the Sabetha channel, trying to get that up locked and loaded, as dealing with some technical difficulties there, but we are working on that. But right now we are on KNZA. The national anthem has concluded, and we are set for a Big 7 matchup here in week number one as the Sabetha Blue Jays are here to take on the cause of Perry LeCompton. Last year it was Sabetha slugging one out on their home field. That final was 28-14, and it's a different year for both of these squads. Now, for Perry LeCompton, they lost quite a bit. They are replacing a lot of key seniors that were lost to graduation, but the Blue Jays have 20 returning seniors, and a lot of these guys have multi-year starting experience, and that shows with a lot of media outlets having the Sabetha Blue Jays in either their top five or even top three rankings. K-Preps has Sabetha number two ranked in the state in Class 2A, behind only the defending champs and Big 7 rival Nemaha Central Thunder. Again, busy crew here tonight. Brandon Tamman with you. We got Colin Felkamp in studio. Logan Bitterman is with us as well. And Cray Schilling is on the stats here for us tonight. Again, going through the starting lineups as the captains are about to take the field. And the offensive starters for the Sabetha Blue Jays, the offensive line, is Tegan Sainer, the left tackle. Jacob Grimm is the left guard. Aiden Whitworth, the center. Easton Bradbury is the right guard. And Joshua Grimm is the right tackle. Pair of tight ends, Tyler Minold and Christian McAfee. The wide receivers, Brody Dieters and Marcus Bauman. The running back duo, Colin Minold and Chase Fry. The quarterback is junior Mitchell Kramer. Now, defensively, for Perry LeCompton, defensive line, Trevor Conklin, the defensive end, Chance Gray is the nose tackle, defensive end as well, Cameron Powell, and the linebackers, Braden Smelser, Cooper Trendle, Colton Kniper, as the captains are at midfield. Defensively, in the back end secondary, Zach Esmond, Tristan Gordon, Eli Dean, and Garrett Metcalf, a fairly young unit on the defensive side for Perry LeCompton. All right, let's get you caught up here. The captains are on the field. The sun is beaming down. It is certainly a warm evening, but it'll cool down as we get going here tonight. The officials getting set to flip the coin as the 2023 season just moments away from kicking off. They got some television crews here as well. This is a big game to start the season. Perry LeCompton in their home blue uniforms, top to bottom gray helmets. Sabetha the all whites, and their road uniforms, dark blue helmets as well. So Perry LeCompton has won the toss. They will defer to the second half, which means Sabetha will get the ball here to start this ball game here tonight. Captain, shake hands, and we are just about set to kick this thing off. Here outside of Perry LeCompton High School, fans are still trying to file into their seats as the run to a state championship, it starts here tonight. Get our broadcast presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services here in northeast Kansas. So again, Sabetha will get the ball first. An offense last year that really leaned on the ground game, that's not going to change. They averaged nearly 285 rushing yards per game. That was one of the top marks in the state. They averaged 38 points per contest. Now the Perry LeCompton defense, a lot of sophomores and juniors mixed in there. They averaged and gave up nearly 30 points per game. They dealt with a lot of injuries last year, but they are healthy. With their young roster, only four returning starters on both sides of the ball for the cause here this season. That is not the case for Sabetha, as they bring back just about everybody. Perry-Lecompton's going to kick off from left to right. And the officials ready to get the ball on the tee. And for Perry-Lecompton, it's going to be Eli Dean kicking things off from the 40-yard line from left to right. Back to return for Sabetha, Marcus Bauman, and Colin Minold. Eli Dean's got it on the tee. And we are about set for football. We got you live here on KNZA 103.9 FM. We're working on the Sabetha channel as we speak, so hang with us. But high school football is here as Dean has it teed up. The line is down. The drum is rolling. Dean approaching, and here is the kick. And the 2023 season is underway. It's Marcus Bauman at the 10-yard line between the hash marks. Gets to the 30, 35, burst of speed, 40, out near the 45-yard line. And what a return for Sabetha, and they'll take over there, first down and 10. So a 35-yard return by Marcus Bauman. And the junior, Mitchell Kramer, will set up the Blue Jays for their first drive of 2023. First and 10 at the 45-yard line. Here's the snap and the give to the running back. Not much, maybe a yard to the 46. As that one there, the ball carrier is Chase Fry, the senior, for 1 yard, and it's second down and 9. Followed the left guard, that was Jacob Grimm, a first-team All-League selection a year ago. Good pursuit up front by the Perry-Lecompton defensive line. Trevor Conklin in there on the stop. Chance Gray in there as well. Second down and 9 from the 46. No score, just getting going. Sabetha going from right to left. Kramer takes the snap. They go to Fry again, this time over the right guard. And Easton Bradbury, and not much there as well. He'll get up near the 48. Maybe 1.5, 2 yards at most. We'll call it a gain of 2. It's going to be 3rd down and 7. So 2 carries, 3 yards for Fry on the first 2 plays for the Blue Jays. And now a 3rd and long scenario coming up here. And this Blue Jays offense, boy, how huge would this be if Perry-Lecompton can force a 3 and out here on the opening drive. Marcus Bauman, the lone wide receiver to the right. Colin Minold in motion. They pitch it out to Fry as he gets to the outside, gets to midfield. He's going to be close to a first down into cause territory at about the 45. They'll mark him down at the 44. He needed 7, and he gets 8 for a Sabetha first down. So even on 3rd and long, or they're going to move the spot. It's going to be right along the line, and he might be short. So take that back. So that's going to be a gain of about 6.5 yards. It's 4th and about 0.5 yard to go. Sabetha gets on it quickly. And there's movement up front. And this could be a penalty against the Blue Jays. So it looked to be a first down, turned into 4th and 0.5 yard. And now this might be a false start. And Sabetha is backing up. And that is a devastating penalty for the Blue Jays. So now 4th and 5. Back to midfield. So negate that run. So a 4th down try on the opening drive. 10:29 left opening quarter. No score. Perry-Lecompton trying to get a big stop here defensively. Right at midfield. Right side hash. Kramer is under center. 2 in the backfield. Bauman the lone receiver. And now they're just going to do a pooch kick. So Perry-Lecompton gets the stop. And forces Sabetha to kick it away. It is out of bounds at about maybe the 13 or 14-yard line. So Chase Fry with the kick job there. And now Perry-Lecompton comes out for their first possession offensively in 2023. So for Perry-Lecompton, 1st down and 10. Like it's just shy of the 15 at their own 14-yard line. The junior Tristan Gordon is the quarterback for the Cause. He's got a receiver out to the right side. That is Zach Esmond, the senior. Gordon takes the snap, a quick run play, and nowhere to go. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage. And that is it. Ball carrier there was Colton Kniper, the junior. No gain on the play. Second down and 10 at the 14-yard line. Cause going from left to right on their opening drive in the first quarter. And Kniper for no gain. Second down and 10. This is a Cause team that averaged 26 points per game a year ago. They went 3-6. They lost the matchup to Sabetha 28-14. Two receivers to the right. They go back to Kniper. A run to the left side. He'll get across the 15 for a gain of 2, maybe 3. But a third and long scenario coming up here for the Cause offense. He'll get maybe 2.5, 3 yards at most. So again, back-to-back carries by Colton Kniper. And it's going to bring up third down and 7. Shy of the 20-yard line. 9:15 and counting, opening quarter, no score. Now the Sabetha defense trying to force a 3-and-out. Sabetha's defense, one of the top scoring defenses in the state a year ago, giving up just 11.3 points per game. Pass across the middle, it's caught near the 25 and near the first down marker. Zach Esmond, the senior, makes the catch. They need 7, and it's a completion of 8 yards on a inside slant route. Good throw by Tristan Gordon, and the first reception for the Cause here in 23 is the senior Zach Esmond for 8 yards. First down and 10 at the 26. The first down of the game. Clock moving at 8:45, opening quarter. Cause will break the huddle here on first and 10. Two receivers near side right, and a receiver split to the left. That is Colton Kniper. The junior Gordon in the shotgun himself. It's going to be a designed quarterback run. He's hit at the line of scrimmage, and he is ripped down. Not much. This is a big defensive line unit. Joshua Grimm in on the stop. 25 total tackles a year ago. And Gordon gets a yard. Second down and 9 at the Cause 27-yard line. Ball in between the hash marks. 8 minutes counting. First quarter, no score. Sabetha got the ball first and went 3-and-out. They were going to go for it on 4th-and-a-half yard, but a false start penalty forced the Blue Jays to punt it away. The Cause have picked up a first down on this drive. Second down and 9 at the 27. Gordon, play action, now rolling to his left. He's in trouble, flicks it across the middle of the field, and it's picked off. It is picked off at the 35-yard line, and there's a turnover. It was off the hands of the intended receiver, Ronnie Baker, and the pass is intercepted by the Blue Jays, and they get the ball back at the Cause 35-yard line. First down and 10, our first turnover of the game, and that is certainly not at fault for Tristan Gordon. He threw a nice pass across his body, and now Sabetha gets it back. And again, the 35-yard line, and now here is Colin Mendel busting a big run, and he's got first down yardage and a little bit more inside the red zone and inside the 20. They will mark him down at the 19 for a gain of 15 yards. Colin Mendold, the second leading rusher a year ago at 860 yards. He'll bust one there for 15 and a first down. So Sabetha threatening here after the interception. First down and 10 in between the 19 and 20-yard line. Kramer under center. Give is to the running back here, and that is going to get pushed to the outside. That's Aiden Lang, the senior. They get to about the 15, so about 5, maybe 6. We'll call it a short 6. So second down and a long 4. We'll officially mark them down at the 14-yard line. So second down and 4 at the 14. We're under 7 minutes and counting. First quarter, no score. Sabetha on the move after the interception. Here's Kramer under center, two in the backfield, a split man to the left. And Kramer's going to keep it himself, and he is ripped down in the backfield for a loss. That was a nice play by the junior linebacker, Braden Smelser. And that's going to be a loss of 3 yards on the play, make it a loss of four. And it gets back to the 18-yard line. It's going to be third down and eight. So a big negative play. Bauman brings in the call. Third down and eight for the Sabetha offense. Just past the halfway mark of the opening quarter. No score between these two. They'll split Bauman, lone receiver right. McAfee, the tight end, tucked up left. He goes in motion to the far side right. Kramer takes the snap, play fake, standing tall, throws it to McAfee, and he's going to be near a first down. It depends on the spot. So a pitch and catch from Kramer, the best tight end in the Big Seven, Christian McAfee, and he might be a yard short. And he will be. They needed eight. They got seven. It's fourth down and one at the 11-yard line. Well, on their opening drive, they had fourth and short, and then a false start penalty forced the Blue Jays into a punt formation, but now they will have another fourth and short scenario here. And no surprise that the Blue Jays will go for it. And the Caws get another big stop after an interception. We will see. Fourth down and a yard to go. Kramer under center. Two in the backfield. Caws showing some pressure. They give it to Fry. He falls forward. It looks like he has enough on the second effort for the first down. And they will, in fact, get the first down. So a big extra push by Chase Fry. He'll get two to the nine. And it's going to be first and goal for the Blue Jays. Clock still moving, under 5.5 minutes to go. Second drive of the game for Sabetha. They started it at the Perry LeCompton 35 after an interception. Trying to score first here in 2023. Kramer takes the snap, give to the running back. This is Chase Fry trying to get to the outside. A good stop by the defensive back there for Perry LeCompton. That was Tristan Gordon. But a gain of 4 yards to the five, and it's going to be second and goal from the five. Ball at the near side hash. Blue Jays moving from right to left, as they need 5 yards for pay dirt. Here's the snap. They go to Colin Minold. He'll follow the right guard, pushing towards the goal line, and he is in for the score. And the Blue Jays have their first touchdown here in 2023. It's the senior running back, Colin Minold, from 5 yards out. And at 4:35 to go in this opening quarter, Blue Jays strike first at 6-0. Marcus Bauman on to hold. Nate Minold will do the kicking duties. Sabetha lines up for the point after. Kick is on the way, and it is good. 4:35 left opening quarter. Perry LeCompton and Sabetha and the Blue Jays strike first on their second drive of the game. Colin Minold, a 5-yard touchdown, and at 4.5 minutes to go first quarter. Sabetha 7, Perry LeCompton nothing. Back after a timeout here on KNZA.
This is Roger Howard with Kellerman Real Estate. Although prices and interest rates have increased, there is still buyer demand. Let's face it, the 6-7% is a more normal rate over the past 20 years. The buying consumers have adjusted to that, and there still appears to be plenty of buying power. With our 100 years of combined real estate experience, along with adapting to new technology, enables us to continue to serve our consumers at the highest level. At Kellerman Real Estate, we live, work, and play where you do.
Kansaland Radio.
Drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. WilsonTireKS.com for more information there. Brandy Tadman with you. Full crew in the house. Sabetha on the board first. A 35-yard scoring drive after a Perry LeCompton turnover. Colin Minold, 5-yard touchdown run, extra point good, a 7-0 lead for the number 2-ranked team in Class 2A. The other Big 7 matchups tonight, You have Holton at Nemaha Central, Riverside to Jefferson West, and you have Royal Valley at home against Hiawatha. So Sabetha takes advantage of the short field. And they will try to respond after that touchdown drive for Sabetha. Again, Sabetha doing it all on the ground. Colin Mendel had a big carry on that drive of 15 yards. Three carries, 26 yards for him. Chase Fry, four carries for 9 yards. But the Perry LeCompton defense, again, did the best they could, but a short field. And Sabetha was able to capitalize. So here's Nate Mendel to kick off for the Blue Jays from right to left. And a high short kick is going to be taken at the 10-yard line and then bobbled by the return man, but picked up, and Sabetha's going to eat this one up down at the 12-yard line. That was Bronson Rush, the junior, who had some issues with that return, and Perry LeCompton is backed up at their own 12-yard line to begin this drive. Maybe the 13. It does look like the 12-yard line. So, yeah, first and 10 now for Perry LeCompton at their own 12-yard line. 4:28 to go, first quarter, 7-0. Sabetha leads it. Touchdown run by Colin Mendel, the difference in the game. Tristan Gordon back at quarterback. He was the backup last year to Gunnar Ball, who threw for over 1,500 yards and 13 touchdowns. Design quarterback keeper gets a good block to the near side, makes the man miss to the 15, putting his head down, getting to the 20 and all the way out near the 22. That is a nice run by Tristan Gordon. He will get 8 yards to the 20-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 2, so that was a nice design quarterback keeper. Just under 4:20 to go, first quarter, 7-0 Sabetha. Second down and 2 here for the Cause at their own 20-yard line, moving from left to right. They have it on the near side hash. Gordon slaps the hands, takes the snap, gives it to Rush, the running back, has a nice little burst of speed through the hole, needed 2, gets 3 for a first down. So gets up to the 23-yard line, and the Cause get a first down. Much needed.
When was the last time you looked at your mortgage loan? Now may be a good time to refinance to a lower rate. Go to dsbks.com and click the Apply for Loan button at top, where you can shop our mortgage rates and see if refinancing may be to your advantage.
Dennis and State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Tyler Reed with the reception up to the 33-yard line, a gain of 8 yards. Another good pitch and catch by the quarterback Gordon, this time to the senior Tyler Reed, who has his first catch here tonight. Second down and 2 for the Cause. Their own 33-yard line, moving from left to right here. Latter portion, first quarter, under 3:20 to go. Clock moving. Sabetha with the 7-0 lead. Gordon in the shotgun. He's got a running back rush to his left, a receiver split left, one also to the near side right. Another quarterback design keeper, Gordon again, has first down yardage across the 35, up near the 37, maybe 38-yard line, so a gain of about 4 or 5, but nonetheless enough for a first down. They'll mark him right between the 38 and the 39. So they are using Gordon out of the backfield with these designed quarterback runs. Another first down here on this drive. It is first and 10 in between the hash marks. We'll call it the 38-yard line. Gordon again in the gun. Takes the chest-high snap. Rush the carry, bouncing it to the near side. 40, 45, puts his head down near midfield, and that is a first down run for Bronson Rush. They will get into Sabetha territory at the 49. It's a gain of 12 yards and a first down. That is the junior, Bronson Rush, who had all of 4 carries a year ago as a sophomore. That totaled 18 yards. That carry there gave him 12. So into the Blue Jay territory now, right side of the field at the 49, near side hash, at his first down and 10. Rush the running back, sidecar right to Gordon in the gun. 2 receivers split, far side left. They'll go to Rush again. Same exact play, this time to the left side. He'll get across the 45, up near the 40, down near the 42-yard line. Looks like the 43 will be the mark there for a gain of 6 yards. And they will get it to second in kind of a short-medium scenario here. So picking up some nice chunk yards here on this drive as they continue on. Second down and 4 for the cause. 90 seconds to go in this first quarter. They trail Sabetha 7-0. Ball between the hash marks, closer to the far side. Gordon in the gun by himself. 3 wide receivers, a man in motion. It's Rush, another quarterback keeper. And Gordon gets away from 1. He gets away from 2 to the outside. 35-30, 25-20, and out of bounds. Breaking 2 tackles. Let's see where the mark is. Right at the 20-yard line for a gain of 23 yards. A very athletic play by the quarterback, and he picks up monster yardage. And red zone territory now for the cause. First and 10 at the Sabetha 20-yard line. This drive started at the cause 12. They will officially mark it at the 19, so it's a gain of 24. Longest carry of the night for either side. And the cause trying to strike back after Sabetha's touchdown on their last drive. Ball near side hash, Gordon in the gun. Running back is Kniper. They hand it off to Aiden Graves on a sweet play to the left, and that lost a yard back to the 20, so a loss of 1 there by Graves. Maybe to the line of scrimmage, it will be a loss of 1 back to the 20. 50 seconds and counting, first quarter, 7-0 Sabetha. Now, officially, they bring it back to the 21, so it's a loss of 2. So it's second down and 12 at the Sabetha 21-yard line. 35 seconds to go in this opening quarter. Sabetha with the 7-0 lead. Colin Minnell, the 5-yard touchdown, the difference in the game to this point. Tyler Reed, the lone receiver, right. Kniper, right side of Gordon in the gun. And he dropped the snap, but picked it up, and he is taken down in the backfield. That is a big-time loss. And that was nicely done by the junior linebacker, Landon Meyer. And that might be the final play of the first quarter, and it will be. It's all the way back to the 26, a loss of 4, and it's going to be third and long for the cause when we come back. The 2023 high school football season is underway. Here from Perry LeCompton High School, the cause trailing Sabetha 7-0. We're back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Ron Kirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ron Kirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas. Specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton. Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
Kansaland Radio.
Switch sides of the field. The cause, who have put together a very nice drive after Sabetha's touchdown, trailing 7-0, but a couple of negative plays, and the cause are going to be facing third down and 16 at the Sabetha 26-yard line as we start the second quarter of play. Brandy Tamman with you. Got Logan Bitterman, Cray Schilling on our stats tonight. Sun is right at us here in the press box. A warm evening, great crowd for both sides, but a big play here for the cause offensively. But a third and long at the Sabetha 26. Third and 16. Gordon in the gun. Takes a chest high snap. Rolling to his left. Design has time. Throws it. Caught at the 15. Well short of the first down. Pitch and catch to Zach Essman for a gain of 11. So it's now a much more manageable fourth down. It'll be fourth down and 6. They'll call it a gain of 10 there to Essman. But a big fourth and 6 here for the cause offense. Trailing Sabetha 7-0, 30 seconds into the second period. The cause first drive ended with an interception. Deflected off Tyler Reed and taken away by the Blue Jays, and they were able to take that short field and go down and score the lone touchdown. Fourth down and 6, Gordon takes the snap. He's rolling to his right. He has some time. Throws. Caught near the goal line, and it's going to be first and goal. It was Zach Essman once again. Or did he drop it? He dropped it. Wow, it looked like he caught it near the goal line, and I take that back. It's going to be a turnover on downs. Wow. Couldn't quite catch the angle, but Essman was open, and he simply dropped it. So a couple mistakes here so far. Now Sabetha takes over at their own 15-yard line with a 7-0 lead. And now here's Colin Menold, who busts a run up to the 25 and near a first down. They give it to him at the 26 for a gain of 11. We can look back on this sequence here, and that could be a big swing in this game. What could have been first and goal inside the 5 is instead a turnover on downs, and Perry LeCompton's first two drives of the game have resulted in turnovers. An interception, now a turnover on downs. 7-0 Blue Jays, about a minute and a half into this second quarter. First and 10 at the 26. Here is Chase Fry stuttering between the guards. Shimmies up to the 30 for a gain of 4. It'll bring up second down and 6. Colin Middle now 4 carries for 37 yards here in the first half. He averaged 7.1 yards per tote last season. And he was first for the Blue Jays with 121 carries. He is in the backfield with Fry. Second down and 6 at the 30. This is Fry again, right up the gut. Following the heavies for 2, maybe 3. It is a gain of 2 yards. Call it 3. It's 3rd and 3. So swapping between Colin Middle and Chase Fry, your two starting running backs. We saw Aiden Lang get a touch in the first quarter, but it's mainly been Fry and Menold. Third down and 3 here for the Blue Jays offense. 9.5 minutes to go until halftime. They have a 7-0 lead here at Perry LeCompton. Lone receiver right. And they'll go to Fry again over the left guard across the 35 up to the 36, right where he needed to be for the first down. And the far side official is showing the fifth that he is short by a half yard. So another fourth down, and we might get a measurement. Officials are huddled up on it. They will measure this one. It is hard to tell. It does look like from our angle that he might be a scoot short. He needed 3 yards. Fry got maybe 2.75. We'll see. Here comes the Chang gang to either going to be fourth and a half yard or a first down for the Blue Jays. We will see. And the measurement is down. And it looks like it is a first down. All right, so a first down for the Blue Jays. Perry LeCompton defense did not like that. They thought it was short. But Fry needed three, maybe got 3.5. So first down and 10 for the Blue Jays at their own 36-yard line. Clock moving, coming up on 9 minutes to go until halftime. They lead it 7-0. And we are making progression here on the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net. We'll keep you updated on that. Here's a ball to Bauman, near side, a near great catch, but a little bit overthrown, an incomplete pass to the senior Marcus Bauman. It'll bring up second down and 10. We haven't seen many pass attempts. That's just the second of the game for the Blue Jays. They will not throw it much, but they took a shot there to Bauman, had a step on the defender. On a little bit overshot there. Second down and 10 from their own 36-yard line. 8:49 to go, first half. 7-0 Blue Jays. Aiden Lang back in, and he'll get a carry here. Left side, pushing and fighting forward. Up near the 39, it's a gain of 3. And the individual tackler there for Perry LeCompton, that is Cage Starnes. So it's going to be third down and 7, just shy of their own 40-yard line. Ball closer to the near side hash, or I should say the far side hash, and Logan Bitterman alongside as we are back up and running. Good to have you with us, Logan.
Yeah, trying to get everything figured out here.
Well, we've had some issues across our channels here tonight, but everything seems to be up and running for the most part. Third down and 7. Here's Colin Mennell busting a tackle, breaking 2, and he will have a first down up near the 47-yard line. He will gain 8, needing 6, and a big first down run there for Colin Mennell.
That'd be a little hard to see right now because of the sun.
The sun is there.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it, but it's getting closer to the trees beyond the field. Kind of got to shade it off, but that is a big first down run for Colin Middold. 7:40, clock moving, first half, 7-0 Blue Jays. This drive started at their own 15-yard line after a turnover on downs by the Cause. This is Kramer under center. Man in motion, that's McAfee to the near side right. They'll toss a screen to Bauman. Makes one miss, makes two miss. He gets into Cause territory across the 45. And to the 44-yard line, about a yard shy of the first down. And we'll give him 9. Second down and 1. Nice little pitch and catch there to the outside for Marcus Bauman. Blue Jays on the move. The Cause appeared to have a chance to score. They had 4th and 5. And what looked to be a completed pitch and catch, which would have made it first and goal, turned into an incompletion and a turnover on downs, and now the Blue Jays are driving. 2nd and 1 from the Cause 44. Delayed handoff to the running back and a first down carry inside the 40 up near the 35. It's shy of it. The ball carrier there. That is Will Voos. They have scattered a few backs alongside Fry and Mennold. A few extra guys getting some touches here in the first half, but it is a first down carry there for the Blue Jays. They have it at the Cause 37-yard line, first down and 10. Coming up on the halfway point in the second quarter, they still hold a 7-0 lead. They will send two receivers to the left. Fry, the man in motion, they pitch it left. This is Colin Mennold. He's got some room to the outside, tripped up inside the 35. Nice open field tackle to limit a much bigger play, but they will mark this one inside the 35 at the 33-yard line. So it's a gain of 4 yards. It'll bring up 2nd down and 6. 6 carries, 49 yards now for Colin Mennell, the leading rusher in the game in the first half. So a lengthy drive continues. This is the third possession of the game for Sabetha. Here's a designed quarterback run, and Kramer is almost a half-hearted quarterback sneak, and he fights his way inside the 30 to the 28. Maybe the 29. He'll be shy of the first down, so they give him five. It's going to be third down and one, about the 28-yard line. Kramer had a total of 11 carries during his sophomore year last year. Big third and one. And they go to Minold, and he trucks over the defender and falls forward to the 25-yard line. They'll mark him down at the 24, gain of eight and a first down. That was Colton Kniper, and he lowered the shoulder against. So nearing the red zone, it is first down and 10 for Sabetha, the Perry LeCompton 24-yard line. 7-0 Blue Jays. We are under 4.5 minutes to go until halftime. Lang, one of the running backs, behind Kramer. But they give it to Chase Fry, who churns the feet, gets into the red zone, shy of the 15. They'll mark him down at the 16, maybe the 17. So a good first down run there. And they will give him 7, which will bring up second down and 3 to go. If Sabetha can run off the last few minutes here and end with a touchdown, that's going to be a huge swing. Now, Sabetha got the ball to start the game and was held to a 3-and-out. But now driving, this one started at their own 15-yard line. Lang on the carry to the 15, maybe the 14, and now a late flag is thrown. We have not seen, I believe this would be our only second penalty of the game. It's near the first down. Lang got about 3, but a late flag is thrown, and this might be coming back. We'll see. Sabetha had the false start on their opening drive on 4th and short, which led to them punting it away. We have not seen a penalty since. And it is a holding penalty. So what would have been probably a first down, it was close to it. Now, negate that carry. It's going to back him up beyond the 25 to about the 27. And that'll push him back. It'll bring up now second down and about 13. So second down and 13 from the 27 after the holding penalty. 7-0 Blue Jays, 3.5 minutes to go until halftime. Moving from left to right, Kramer under center, takes the snap. Here's Colin Menold, has some room to the 25, bowls his way forward to the 20-yard line, maybe the 19. Good run there after the penalty. He will get to the 19-yard line. It is a gain of 8 yards and a much more manageable third down here. Third down and call it a long 6. Gauze need to buckle the chin straps, see if they can get a stop. They trail 7-0 late first half, 2:45 and counting. Kramer near side hash under center, takes the snap, play action, looking downfield, caught by McAfee at the 10-yard line, old reliable there. First team all-league tight end a year ago, pitch and catch, they'll get it to the 10, it's a gain of 10, it's first and goal. Beautiful play action there by Kramer, rolling to his right and finding Christian McAfee for the reception. Making now 2 catches, 17 yards for McAfee. And McAfee was the first team all-league tight end in the Big 7, but he only had 11 catches last year. And we all know, Sabetha, they do not pass it a whole lot. They don't need to with the big heavies in the offensive line. But now first and goal, we call it at the 9. Man in motion, left side. It's going to be a stoppage of play, and I think we get a timeout or no, a late penalty, and it's a false start.
They look like the left tackle might have went just a tad bit early.
Left tackle is Sainer, the senior, on the left side, just moving prior to the snap. So the third penalty against the Blue Jays. 2:36 left to go until halftime. Still 7-0. Lone touchdown was scored by Colin Minold from 5 yards out at 4:35 to go in the first quarter. The Cavs have had two possessions on offense. They have thrown an interception and then had a turnover on downs, yet they're only down 7. So the possessions for the teams tonight here in the first half have been long. And we've only seen one touchdown. Two receivers left. Man in motion is Lang. They're going to toss it to the left side. Getting some good blocking, and this is going to be a touchdown for the Blue Jays. And that is Vuce out of the backfield. Will Vuce, the running back, who has been used sporadically here in the first half, but he might be third or fourth on the depth chart, but he finds his way in from 9 yards out, and just like that, 2:28 to go until halftime. It's a 13-0 Sabetha lead. Here's Nate Minold on for the point after. So that, my friends, is an 85-yard touchdown drive by the Blue Jays. And a huge swing in this game towards halftime. Minold's kick is on the way, and he buried it. 2:28 to go. Cavs have some time to respond. We'll see if they can. We're inching closer to halftime. The Blue Jays on the road. Couple of rushing touchdowns. It's now 14-0. We step aside. Back in a moment here on KNZA.
Hi, I'm Hannah Vegan, the frontline manager at the Farmer State Bank. We have a new product that we're excited to share with everyone. We've partnered with Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, to bring you a fast, safe, and easy way to send and receive money with your friends, family, and people that you trust. Zelle is a safer option than other person-to-person payment solutions because it goes through the banking system. Zelle, another thing to like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Houlton, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Houlton. Find them online at WilsonTireKS.com. Brandon, we got Logan, Colin, Cray, Mike, everyone with us here tonight. And also our score updates are brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Visit HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Royal Valley, a 7-0 lead over Hiawatha after the first quarter. Jackson Heights leading Horton 6-0. And Atchison, a 21-14 lead over Ottawa. That game on Care 93.7 at the end of the first quarter. We got 2:28 left until halftime here. Sabetha, another touchdown. It was Will Vuce from 9 yards out. Blue Jays leading 14-0. And that kickoff is going to land its way into the end zone. And Gordon, fortunate that he went across because Sabetha was creeping down there and Cause wanted to take the touchback there. So they got some time. And they got all three of their timeouts. Both teams have all three TOs. But it'll be first and 10 at the 20 for Perry LeCompton. 2:27 to go until halftime. The Blue Jays leading 14-0. This is the third drive of the game for Perry LeCompton. Their first two drives resulting in turnovers. Here's the first play of this drive. Gordon again on a keeper, being chased by McAfee. Gets outside the numbers and out of bounds after a few yards. Let's see where they mark him out. Looks like he may have got all the way to the 25 for a gain of 5. So Gordon's been really a one true bright spot offensively for the Cavs. Here in the first half, 6 carries, 39 yards, so he's got a good average. But the Cavs have shot themselves in the foot on their first two possessions. 2:20 to go until halftime. 2nd and 5 here for the Cavs at their own 25. Give to the running back up to the 30, near the 31. And that was Kniper on the carry. He'll get 6 for a first down to the 31. Clock stops at 2:14, moving the chains. Now the clock back up and running again, right at about 2 minutes to go here. Now we're under 2 minutes. 14-0 Blue Jays. Cost trying to get something on the board before halftime. Gordon in the gun. And they will give it to Kniper once again, and he's ripped down in the backfield. No gain on the play. That is Dalton Roeke. Makes the stop from the middle linebacker position. It's a loss of one. It's second down and 11. And the clock's still moving at 1:35, and the cause, I don't know if they're showing that much urgency to try to get something here. They might just be content on taking this thing to halftime because they will get the ball to start the second half.
It's kind of interesting that Spezza doesn't decide to use their timeouts here.
Yeah, I'm surprised that neither team is. But now the clock has stopped. And finally, it looks like maybe a timeout or no. Clock moving. Okay, so second down and 11 at the 30-yard line. At 1:15 and counting, Gordon takes the snap, rolling to his right. He's looking downfield, hit as he throws, and that's going to be a penalty. Two flags have been thrown, and you know one in the backfield is going to go against Jacob Grimm as he went high on Gordon. And then the other flag late might have been pass interference, so this could be a big, big swing for the cause. 1:08 to go, clock stopped. I was waiting for the official to throw the flag in the backfield because Grimm went high with the hands into the helmets, and you are not going to get away with that in 2023. The timing was fine. It wasn't late, but hands to the face on the quarterback is going to get called 10 times out of 10. So that's at least one penalty. And Gordon caught a break because he just chucked it into deep territory where there's about four or five white jerseys ready to pick it off, but it was incomplete. So it's going to be pass interference, declined, and then there's the personal foul roughing the passer. So a 15-yard penalty against Sabetha. And now the cause can show some urgency. They have a 1:08 to go. And this is going to put them not quite to midfield, to the 45-yard line. It'll be first down and 10, their own 45 with 68 seconds to go in this first half. They trail Sabetha 14-0. So a big break there for the cause. Can they take advantage of it? 14-0 Blue Jays. First and 10 at the 45. Cause going from right to left here. It is Gordon in the gun. Two receivers left. And the running back, Kniper, rolling out of the backfield, looking to the safety net here, incomplete. They had Tyler Reed just in the flat here to the near side. He was covered by Mitchell Kramer. An incomplete pass stops the clock at 1:03 to go. It's second down and 10. At the 45-yard line. The sun now is behind the trees, and we got ourselves a beautiful view. It has certainly cooled down, and now it's more like football weather here in northeast Kansas. Blue Jays with the 14-0 lead late in the first half. Cause trying to rally and get something before the intermission. Gordon takes the snap at the chest. Across the middle of the field, it is caught into Sabetha territory at the 47, shy of the first down. And that was Eli Dean on the reception for a gain of 8 yards. It'll bring up third down and 2 at the Sabetha 47. Clock moving now, 40 seconds to go. So they still are refusing to use these timeouts. Figured they would have at least used one there, and now Gordon's going to get a first down on a keeper inside the 45 to the 42, so a gain of 5, and the clock has stopped at 30 seconds to go. It'll bring up first down and 10 at the Sabetha 43 officially marked, and the clock is moving again. So they are refusing to use these timeouts. We are under 20 seconds to go. This is pretty interesting. And now a flag's thrown. It's going to be a false start, but the play is still going to go. And now it's picked off. And another flag is thrown to midfield. 45-40, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, and down near the 5. It's an interception for the Blue Jays. It was the junior Kyler Winger who picked that one off. That ends the first half. There's no time left. So that was a much-needed tackle by the quarterback, Tristan Gordon, which saved a pick six. But again, there was a flag, and we think it was a false start, which should have blown that play dead, correct?
The receiver went just before the ball was snapped. They still have to play go, but we'll see what they decide to do here.
But if it's on Perry, then it's going to be... There's not going to be any extra play. It's going to be halftime. I'm waiting to see. The Caws have had some promise, but all three of their first half drives have ended in turnovers. Two interceptions thrown by Gordon, and then also a turnover on downs when they had it inside the red zone. They were close to first and goal, but a drop pass ended that drive on fourth down. So the penalty is declined. It's going to be halftime. So finally figuring that out. And halftime is here. And Sabetha has a 14-0 lead here at Perry LeCompton. A lot to digest. Our halftime show is next. It is brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Blue Jays 14, cause nothing here at the half. We'll break it all down when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Pretty quick moving first half here at Perry LeCompton High School. The Caws trailing the number 2 ranked team in 2A, Sabetha. 14-0 is our score. Brandon, Logan, Colin, Cray, Mike, everyone with you here, and thank you so much for tuning in. We're on KNZA 103.9 FM and also off and on right now on the Sabetha channel over at MSCSports.net. Again, our halftime coverage presented by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, highlandcc.edu for more information there. Well, let's run down the first half. Sabetha got the ball first. They got a great kickoff return from Marcus Bauman all the way up to the 45-yard line, but the Perry LeCompton defense held the Blue Jays to a three and out. They'd got it to fourth in about a half yard, but a false start. Dropped it back, and then Sabetha was forced to punt on their opening possession. Perry LeCompton, then their first drive started on their own 14-yard line, and just a few plays in, Tristan Gordon threw an interception, and that gave Sabetha first and 10 at the Cause 35, and they wrapped up a touchdown drive with Colin Middle, the five-yard run, at 4:35 left in that opening quarter. The extra point was good, gave the Blue Jays a 7-0 lead. Perry LeCompton got the ball back, couldn't get much on the kickoff return. They started at their own 12 and would work that drive 4-plus minutes to end the first quarter, and they were moving the ball. They were getting some first downs. They were pushing it towards the end zone and have a chance, and really the difference in the game so far was that second drive. The Cause had fourth down and 5 from the Sabetha 15-yard line, and what looked to be a completed catch inside the 5 was dropped by the Perry LeCompton receiver, so it was a turnover on downs, and the Blue Jays would get the ball back at their own 15, and they would waste plenty of time on that drive, use the ground game once again, and it was Will Voos who had a 9-yard touchdown run at 2:28 left until halftime. The extra point was good, 14-0 Sabetha. And then Perry LeCompton got the ball back with over 2 minutes to go, but they didn't show a lot of urgency. They worked it into Sabetha's half of the field, but Kyler Winger with an interception and was stopped just short of the end zone. He took it nearly 70 yards to the house, but Tristan Gordon saved what would have been a pick six and what would have been a 3-touchdown advantage for the Blue Jays, but nonetheless, they got stopped. Gordon with that touchdown-saving tackle, and we sit here at 14-0. But again, that swing there when it was 7-0, Perry was driving. It looked to be first and goal inside the 5, and the receiver drops the pass, and Sabetha takes it down and scores. That's kind of the difference in this game, and the Cause, for how things have played for them, they've been able to move the ball at times, but 3 possessions and 3 turnovers.
Yeah, it's just every time these two teams play each other, it seems like there's always one drive that kind of shifts momentum for the game, and the other team just takes it for the rest of it. We'll see how the second half goes. Probably the biggest question mark in the first half is why Perry decided not to use their 3 timeouts.
Yeah,
they had three of their timeouts and had just over 2 minutes.
Yeah, we were talking about that. Yeah, that was, again, it just
makes you wonder if they just wanted to get to halftime, get readjusted, talk about some things, and come out, hopefully in the second half. Obviously, they get the ball first.
Right.
See if they can't go down and get one in the end zone.
And maybe that would have been a different scenario. Maybe Sabetha was getting the ball first to start the second half. But nonetheless, again, what was a late interception, what it was almost a pick six.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, Perry LeCompton able to at least stop that from happening and keep themselves in striking distance, only down 2 touchdowns. It's 14-0 as Sabetha has touchdown runs in the first half. 5 yards out from Colin Middle in the first quarter, and Will Voos 9 yards out in the second quarter. 14-0 Blue Jays. Our halftime coverage brought to you by Highland Community College. We'll go through some of the numbers and statistics when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you checked your internet speed in a while? More and more devices are connected to the internet in our homes. Things from refrigerators to thermostats are becoming dependent upon Wi-Fi. Head over to rainbowtel.net to check your speed and make sure your home stays well connected. Are you interested in fast, reliable, dependable internet that meets your needs and provides you with the latest in broadband technology? Check out Rainbow Communications, your friendly, local, community-driven service provider. Stop into one of our locations or check us out at rainbowtel.net.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Land Radio.
Sabatha with a 14-0 lead here at Perry Lecompton as we continue our halftime coverage. It is brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home and far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Let's look at the first half stats, and our statistics all season long are going to be brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services and Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison. For Northeast Kansas Tax Services in Whiting, that is with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Rockoff. Again, Sabetha, the 14-0 lead as we look at the first half numbers. The first downs are close, 8-7. Perry Lecompton actually with the advantage in first downs. The rushing numbers, total for Sabetha, 21 carries for 117 yards, averaging 5.6 yards per carry. The cause, 15 carries for 71 yards. Averaging 4.7 yards per carry. Neither team much success through the air. The passing numbers for Sabetha, they got 26 yards through the air, and Perry Lecompton just 33 yards through the air. So total yards in the first half, Sabetha 143 to Perry Lecompton's 104 yards. Again, three turnovers and three possessions. The cause through two interceptions and also had a turnover on downs. Cause have not committed a penalty in this game. Sabetha is the only team that's committed a penalty. They had four penalties for 35 yards. Individually, the leading rusher, Colin Minold, for the Blue Jays, eight carries, 65 yards, and that touchdown in the first quarter. Chase Fry, seven carries for 22 yards. Will Boos had the nine-yard touchdown. He had two carries for 20 yards. Also, Aiden Lang, two carries for 9 yards. The completions for Mitchell Kramer, 3 for 4, 26 yards. Marcus Bauman had a catch for 9, and then Christian McAfee had the other two receptions. He had two catches for 17 yards. For Perry Lecompton, Tristan Gordon, 4 for 8 passing, 33 yards. His longest completion was 10 yards to Zach Essman. Essman had two catches for 18 yards. Tyler Reed had a catch for 8 yards, and also Eli Dean, a catch for 7 yards. Tristan Gordon is the cause leading rusher, 7 carries for 44 yards. And Bronson Rush had also 3 carries for 21 yards. And then Colton Kniper had 4 carries for 8 yards in the first half. First half, again, 14-0. Sabetha with the lead. We'll take another timeout. Our halftime coverage continues after a timeout here on KNZA.
Hi folks, this is Joe at Holthouse Auto House, your full-service dealer in Fairview, Kansas. From getting you your dream ride to all of your service work, we are here to help. We have a full-service shop where every vehicle undergoes a 172-point inspection. At Holthouse Auto House, every vehicle comes with a warranty, no as-is vehicles here. Don't see what you're looking for on our lot or website? Our locator service is all-inclusive. We will go anywhere in the country to find exactly what you want, down to the last detail. We'll find it, get it, inspect it, and finance it, and then we can even service it after the sale, all here at Holthouse Auto House in Fairview.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473, or check them out on that there internet online at wilsontireks.com.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
State Farm. This is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Juarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
KNZA.
Halftime again brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. HighlandCC.edu for more information. Let's go through some of our area scores, and our score updates are brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. The last update between Hiawatha and Royal Valley had the Redhawks leading the Panthers 8-7. Number one ranked and defending state champs, Nemaha Central has a 16-0 halftime lead at home against the Holton Wildcats. And also our game on KMZA 92.1, Centralia has an 18-8 lead over Valley Heights inside the TVL. We had mentioned earlier, Atchison had a 21-14 lead over Ottawa at the end of their first quarter in that one. And then the lone update with Jackson Heights had them leading at Horton by a score of 6-0. We'll take one final timeout. Second half is coming your way next. It is Sabetha 14 and Perry-Lecompton nothing. And our halftime has been brought to you by Highland Community College.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Holton Family Medicine, now offering weight loss management services. With Dr. Lee Schnee, specializing in obesity medicine, now offers weight management and counseling services on nutrition, exercise, behavioral changes, and medication management. Contact Holton Family Medicine to schedule your appointment at 785-364-2126. Or visit online for more information at HoltonHospital.com. Holton Family Medicine at Holton Community Hospital. Quality care close to home.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Thanks for hanging with us. Brandon Tadman with you, Logan Bitterman, Colin Bellcamp, Gray Schilling on the stats. We got Mike here as well. So bet the channel at MSCSports.net and on KNZA. 14-0 Sabetha here at Perry-Lecompton as we're just a couple minutes out from the start of the second half. And, Logan, if you look at how things kind of played out, neither team threw it much. We kind of cruised through that first half quickly. There were fairly limited possessions. Perry-Lecompton only had it three times, and all three times ended in turnovers. Yet, you look at the scoreboard, you're only down two touchdowns. They certainly have themselves in this game, and they were able to move it at times. It's not like they were stymied completely. They were able to get some first downs. They actually had one more first down than Sabetha in the first half. But, again, you just can't turn it over.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing against a team like Sabetha. Obviously, especially with what Sabetha brought back from last season, they have a lot of different players back, especially with the offensive line and the way they can move the ball. That's one thing that's so funny for Sabetha. They can put some points up in games even when they do 13 to 15 play drives, just running the football. but you mentioned it, the passing. We haven't seen a lot of it. The one thing that's good for Sabetha, obviously first-year starting quarterback Mitchell Kramer, you got Marcus Bauman on the outside, and you got Christian McAfee at tight end.
Yeah, those
what,
are
what
the
a perfect what a perfect scenario for you to walk in your first year and have those two to be able to throw the ball to on offense. But Brandon, when you look at the score, it's 14-10 in this game. The other game that's probably the biggest one, the Big Seven, other than this one, is Nemahal and Holton. And you look what Nemahal Central is doing in that one. And you think about it: Sabetha, Perry, Nemahal Central, and Holton. You're probably your top four teams in the Big Seven this year. And Sabetha and Nemahal Central run over both of those teams tonight, and then we'll see Sabetha and Holton next week. I mean, that right there could tell you it's Sabetha and Nemahal Central's race to win this season, and we get that very last game of the regular season.
Boy, we had the semifinal game last
yeah.
year with Nemahal Central and Sabetha, and certainly the Thunder had the Blue Jays' number, but it's a different scenario. Nemahal Central certainly has a lot of talent, but they had to replace the lot. And, you know, a lot of media outlets still had the Thunder as the number one team coming in, rightfully so. They are the champs. So, but our Pigskin preview, we had Sabetha winning the Big Seven this year. Because you just look at everything that was coming back from a team that arguably had their best season and best postseason run since they won the back-to-back 3A titles back in 17 and 18, and that's why we gave them the edge because of that senior class, because of the amount of starters who have 2-3 years experience. And, you know, Nemahal Central certainly had to replace quite a bit, a 2,000-yard rusher and their quarterback, their top receivers, a lot on the defensive side as well. So that's why Sabetha, we gave them the edge. But we know it's going to be a dogfight each week in this league.
Yeah, and if your team's like Sabetha and Nemahal Central, us as commentators and as fans, we can sit here and we can look ahead. We can talk about upcoming games. And I'm saying if you're a player on any of the teams, pretty much, doesn't matter if you're in one of the, on one of these two teams here, Sabetha or Perry, if you're Jeff West, Riverside, whatever, you always look at the next, you know, next play during the game. After the game, you look at the next game. You don't look at a couple weeks ahead. Obviously, we, like I said, we can.
We certainly can.
You know, as a player, you don't want to. If you're a team like Nemahal Central Sabetha, yeah, you probably have that one circle, you know, that week eight game against each other. But you got to think about, okay, who are we playing next week? That's who we got to get ready for after this game's concluded. But we got to, you know, get through this one. Probably one team. I'm just going to mention it. Obviously, we'll see how they do. They haven't done the best in the Big Seven League since they've joined, and this is their last season. A team that could be sneaky maybe this year is Riverside. It's their last year to see how they want to go out in the Big Seven League. Do they want to pull some upsets this season? Or
they got
what are
some
they key
skill position guys back, and they certainly got some talent. So head coach Bryce Payton over there at the Cyclones certainly may have his best team at the helm. But we know how good the Big Seven is year in and year out. Let's see if Perry LeCompton has a comeback in them. They're down 14-0. Here we go. The lights are on. It is truly now the Friday Night Lights. Again, thank you again. Our halftime was brought to you by Highland Community College. Here is Menold from left to right. A short little high kick that hits at the 25. Rush picks it up right there, and he is ate up and ripped down. And he might have lost a couple yards back to the 23. That was a nice individual effort and a tackle by the kickoff team there for Sabetha. So, again, the call is just 3 first-half possessions and 3 turnovers. They threw 2 interceptions and had a turnover on downs inside the Sabetha red zone, and they will have it 1st and 10 here at their own 23-yard line.
Well, let's just point it out. You're going up, if you're Perry, you're going up against Sabetha's D-line. You got both Jacob and Joshua Grimm up there at the D-tackle positions, and then you got somebody like Christian McAfee at D-end. Where do you go with the football if you're running? You got to try to find an opening.
Here's the first play in the second half. Gordon, a nice little pitch and catch across the middle. That one was nicely done to Zach Essman, who has the catch out near the 30. And that is where they will mark Essman after he was brought down. It's a gain of 7, 2nd down and 3. So a nice little pitch and catch to start this opening drive of the second half. Tristan Gordon, the junior quarterback, replacing a senior in Gunner Ball, who threw for over 1,500 yards last season with 13 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. 2nd down and 3 for the cause at their own 30. Here is Kniper. He's got a 1st down run, and the ball comes out. It's at the 45, and Sabetha appears to be on it. We got to wait and see. It was Kramer who dove on the fumble, and the quarterback is going to get this fumble at the 46. 6-yard line, and a turnover again by the Cause as Kniper lost it after a nice burst for a first down. Well, that's certainly not what you needed there if you're Perry LeCompton. And now Sabetha has it first and 10 at the Perry 46-yard line and a 14-0 lead still early in this second half. I couldn't even tell if a Sabetha defender got a hand in there. It looked like it might have just been one of those things where he kind of just holding it high and tight, yeah, and it just popped out. Four possessions, four turnovers for the Cause. Here's Kramer backing up the pass. He wants a shot downfield looking for Bauman. He is open. Caught at the 10. Believe it for the touchdown. Oh, how about it? Marcus Bauman, 46 yards on the touchdown catch. And just like that, it is 20-0 early in the third. He was wide open. That was nicely done. 46 yards on the touchdown reception. And the extra point try is on the way.
That might have caught everybody off guard a little bit. You think Sabetha is going to come out and just run the football after that? Nope, we're going to go first play and pass it.
First touchdown pass for Kramer. First touchdown reception for Bauman. Bauman now holds the extra point. For Nate Menold, and he boots it right through. So after the fourth turnover of the game by Perry LeCompton, one play, 46 yards. It is Kramer to Bauman, and just like that, it is 21-0 in favor of the Blue Jays. Step aside for another timeout. We got more coming your way here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
KNZA.
Not much for a drive summary, though. It's brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Find them at WilsonTireKS.com. One play, 46 yards, Mitchell Kramer to Marcus Bauman. 46-yard, beautiful dime over the shoulder, trotting into the end zone. A 21-0 Blue Jays lead. Kramer now 4-for-5 on the night, 4-for-5, 72 yards, but Logan, nonetheless, that is quite a swing here early in the third.
Yeah, and we just talked about it before on that break. You think, well, Sabetha gets the turnover, they got 46 yards to go, they're probably just going to run this ball. No, they're going to go pass first because they know, well, Perry's probably thinking we're going to run it, so let's just go pass.
Here on the kickoff return, a late flag was thrown. It was Henry Hayes, a freshman, on the return. Now this could back up Perry a little bit more. They did not commit a penalty in the first half. They did, but it was declined, the lone penalty, late in that second quarter. But here on the kickoff return, it is a hold, and this will back them up. Four possessions in the game for the Cause and four turnovers. Two interceptions, a fumble, and a turnover on downs. And, of course, the Blue Jays taking advantage on three of them with three touchdowns and a 21-0 lead. And this will back up the Cause to their own 9-yard line. They got a long way to go. 10:50 to go, third quarter, 21-0, Blue Jays. Bauman a touchdown, Middled a touchdown, and Voose a touchdown for the Blue Jays. Still plenty of time. Let's see if the Cause can get something going. Can they have a drive where they don't turn it over? First and 10 at their own 9, Gordon in the gun. A receiver split to each side. They will give it to Bronson Rush, and he is spun down by McAfee across the 10 to about the 14, maybe the 15. They'll give him the 15 for a gain of 6. Again, McAfee with the stop. It'll bring up second down and 4. Logan, you had mentioned it again with the Grimms up front on the defensive line. Of course, this is about the defense. They run the 5-2-4. They're two ends, two D linemen, a nose tackle. They're two linebackers, Roki and Fry. They are the only two non-seniors on the starting defense, Dieters and Kramer, both in the secondary, but you have seniors all along that front seven. Now on second and four, stoppage and play. It's going to be an offsides against the Blue Jays. So on second and four, that 5 yards will give the cause a much-needed first down. But again, Sabathia's Blue Jay, or Sabathia's defense from last year, it was one of the top scoring defenses in the state. They allowed just 11.3 points per game, and they have held the cause here scoreless with 10:05 to go in this third quarter. And they didn't lose much on the defensive side, or at all on either side. But it could be even better here in 2023. So first down and 10 for the cause at their own 20. Here's Kniper, 8 up in the backfield. He's going to lose two. McAfee's in there. Nate Menold also in on the stop. It'll be a loss of two, second down and 12 coming up. But now you're getting to the point in the game where you're trailing, and you may start to see the playbook not necessarily open up much, but you're going to see probably the cause try to throw it a little bit more. Neither team has really had much in terms of the pass game, except for that last big play that we saw from Mitchell Kramer to Marcus Palman for 46 yards. That last touchdown connection by the Blue Jays. Second and 12 from the 18-yard line. Still early third quarter, 21-0 Blue Jays. Here's Gordon rolling out to his right. Throws across his body. It's incomplete. He was looking for Tyler Reed. Colin Menold in on the coverage. And it's third down and 12.
You got to think maybe now that you're down 21-0, does that kind of haunt you now that you didn't take those timeouts in the first half? Try to kind of get your offense regrouped a little bit, try to put one in the end zone before the halftime break, and then you're still only down 14 at this point. But
there's just been a couple of key swings in this game. Cause opening possession of the second half, two plays in, a fumble, and then one play later, 46 yards from Kramer to Bauman, made it 21-0, and that's where we stand. 8:56 to go in this third quarter. It is third down and 12 for the cause at their own 18. Belt high snap, a little quick hitter to the right side, caught and immediately brought down by Marcus Bauman for maybe 2 yards. And that is it. I believe it was Essman on the reception. They'll give him three, but it's going to be fourth and nine at the 21-yard line. And you can't go for it here. You got to punt it away, right? You're way back in your own territory. Logan gives me the look like, I don't know. Well,
it looks like they're going to line up, unless this might be a pooch punt.
Well, we saw Sabetha do that on their first drive of the game. Looked like they were lining up to go for it, and then Fry just booted it away. But you're down 21-0, and it looks like Gordon is going to drop back as Bauman stands at his own 40. Decent kick from right to left. Hits right about midfield, and Bauman just lets it go. It's going to take a nice Perry LeCompton roll and settle at the 38-yard line. Well, the first drive where Perry didn't turn it over, but yet it's a punt. The Blue Jays take over with 7:57 to go in this third quarter, leading here at Perry LeCompton 21-0. So Sabetha, first and 10 at their own 38. Just under 8 minutes to go in this third. Three touchdowns, three different names for the Blue Jays. Will Boos, Colin Menold, and Marcus Bauman, all with touchdowns here tonight. Here's Kramer, back to pass, a little delayed handoff. Here's Fry, shimmies to the 40, stiff arms a man, gets to the 41. Nice tackle up to the 42, maybe 43. And a good first down run there by Chase Fry. They will officially mark him down at the 44 for a gain of 6 yards. Bring up second down and four. The This seems like a drive here where the Blue Jays are going to run it and churn it and run it and churn it. Although we might have thought that on that last drive, but one play, 46 yards on a touchdown pass, maybe we're wrong. Second down and four. They go with Fry again, and he is spun down, needed four, and he gets five. So it will be a first down for the Blue Jays. Just shy of midfield at the 48-yard line. They're going to mark him actually at the 49. So first and 10, 7:11 to go, third quarter. Blue Jays with the 21-0 lead here at Perry-Lecompton. So Bethel won the matchup last year, 28-14. As a team last year, Betha averaged 6.9 yards per carry. Here's an option right. Late pitch to Colin Minold. He is ripped down, but gets across midfield to the 49. Trevor Conklin in on the stop on the Blue Jay, or I should say the Perry-Lecompton defensive line. It's a gain of two. The cause 49, near side hash at second down and eight. Under 6.5 minutes to go in this third period. As you mentioned earlier, next week, Sabetha will have their first home game against Holton. The last update we had was Holton was trailing at Nemaha Central 16-0 at the half. Second and eight from the 49. Here is a toss left. This is Voos again. He is hit hard. A flag comes in late. A pitch left to the outside. Got outside the numbers near the 45 for a gain of three, but let's wait on the penalty. Flag was thrown by the far sideline official. And it will be a hold against the Blue Jays. So that will back them up. Clock is stopped at 5:56 in this third quarter with the Blue Jays leading 21-0. Nemaha Central and Sabetha ranked 1-2 in the preseason 2A rankings by K-Preps. So the penalty takes Sabetha back to their own 42, where it's going to be second down and 18. Kramer under center, and that's going to be a flag. I think there was some miscommunication. There were two guys in motion, Voos out of the backfield, and he gets popped at the 40 and ripped down as Kniper with a nice stop there. But again, two guys in motion, you can't do that. Illegal shift is the call. So another penalty against the Blue Jays. Make it now seven penalties in the game. If that's one thing that head coach Garrett Michael's going to harp on, that's probably one of the things he can harp on to this point. His team's up three touchdowns and think they're going to decline this penalty. Might as well, because it was a play that went nowhere, so it's going to be third and long. Third and 18 from the 42. Near side hash, Sabetha going from left to right here in the third quarter. A 21-0 lead for the Blue Jays. Cause desperately need a stop. Can they get one? Kramer under center, play action, and they set up the screen. McAfee has it, gets to the 45, and then taken down right at midfield for a gain of eight. He will be 9 yards short of the first down. They'll mark him actually at the 49. So he'll gain nine, and it'll bring up fourth and nine. So let's see. It looks like Sabetha will punt this away with the 21-0 lead. Clock moving at 4:40 here in the third quarter. Fry's going to punt it away. He is at least in punt formation, standing at his own 37-yard line. He'll take a snap, plenty of time. And a good kick to the near sideline as Gordon receives it at the 15, near side. Now trying to switch sides, gets outside the numbers right, and he'll get nowhere. And he is brought down. Good coverage there by the Sabetha punt team. And we got an injured player down near the 20-yard line. And that is Bronson Rush, but he is up, hobbling to the near sideline. But the Caws do get a stop. A couple penalties. Certainly didn't help out the Blue Jays there. It looks like we got another penalty flag down. Back near midfield. Just about 2 yards on the return. Now waiting to see what the penalty is. Just under 4:20 to go in this third quarter. Blue Jays with a 21-0 lead over the Caws. Caws finally forcing a punt. And it's a holding penalty on the return against the Caws, so that's going to back them up even more. This will be their third drive of the second half after they had all of 3 drives total in the first half. And their first 2 drives here in the third quarter have gone fumble and punt. And now after the holding penalty, they will have it first down and 10. Looks like at about their own 8-yard line. Maybe even the 7. And we might have a timeout. Both teams going to their respective sidelines. So it does look like we have a timeout. And our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Brandon Logan with you. As right now, the Blue Jays have dominated this game at 4:19 to go in this third quarter. 21-0 is their lead. Caws will have it first and 10 at their own 7.
And Mike over here showed me a score update for the Nemaha game. It said 24-0. Nemaha was up on Holton.
So Nemaha Central, of course, entering their title defense. They won their second state title last year. That was a fun ride. They were by far and away the best team in 2A, and they showed it in the state championship game with their win over Kingman. They went 13-0, second title since 2019, but I think Sabetha's thinking, hey, it's our turn. Sabetha won back-to-back 3A crowns in 2017 and 2018, but just made the jump down to 2A.
Yep.
Last season was their first year in 2A.
And they reached the sub-state championship game, and they played Nemaha Central
right
over in Seneca.
Right.
So the first year in 2A, they were one game shy of making it to the state title game.
Pretty much bring back everybody on a team that won 9 games, and their only 2 losses were to Nemaha Central twice, and then Holton, who also reached the 3A title game, but ran into Andale, who entering this season has the longest winning streak in the nation at 51 games and 4 straight state championships. Also Mill Valley in 5A, 4 straight state titles as well. Couple dominant teams trying to win more state titles, Mill Valley and Andale. All right, out of the timeout, first and 10 at the 7. Here is Gordon. It's a designed quarterback run. He's trying to get to the outside. He does. Hops his way to the 10, and he's tripped up the 11-yard line. He had to run a long way for about a 3-4-yard pickup, and they will give him 3 yards to the 11. So that drive officially started at the 8. We are under 4 minutes to go in this third quarter. Sabetha with the 21-0 lead. It is second down and 7 for the Caws at their own 11-yard line, working this drive from right to left. This is the Caws' 6th drive of the game. 3 turnovers, a turnover on downs, and then a punt. And this play is going nowhere. Handoff and a loss. That is Kniper on the carry. He's going to lose 2. Back to the 9, and it'll bring up 3rd and 9. Tell you what, the Sabetha defensive line is going to be a problem for a lot of teams.
Yeah.
They are big. as you mentioned again, you got the Grimms, also all-state caliber heavyweight wrestlers. You got McAfee, sensational basketball player. Sabetha, they were the number one team in 3A most of the season in basketball last year, but were upset by the Thunder in sub-state. Now we get a whistle and a timeout. At 2:43 to go, Cause are going to burn one here. We'll step aside as well. Again, that timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Late third quarter, Sabetha leading this one 21-0. Back in a moment here on KNZA.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky, clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
Kansaland Radio.
Score updates are brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Jackson Heights leading at Horton 18-6. Atchison a 35-21 lead at Ottawa at the half. And then we had mentioned again, Nemaha Central now up 24-0 on Holton in the third quarter there. So just keeping you updated. Then the TBL eight-man ranks. Frankfurt had a big lead on the road at Chase County at the half. So out of the timeout, 3rd and 9 for the Cause, and Gordon bobbles the snap, and he is going to be taken down near the end zone, and that is going to be a safety. Tackett, two more. It's 23-0, a quarterback sack and a safety as he bobbled the snap and just could not get away from the pursuit. When it rains, it pours. I didn't see who got in there. I think Colin Minold, and it might have been one of the Grimms that was in there as well, who forced that sack, and Gordon just could not get rid of it in time. So a safety makes it 23-0 in favor of Sabetha at 2:37 to go in this third quarter. Boy, they have had, and I mean they, I mean the Cause have had everything you could have in terms of their possessions. That was their sixth possession. Again, they have two interceptions, a fumble, a turnover on downs, a punt, and now a safety. Not been the ideal night here in week one for the Cause. They had to replace a lot of really good players from last year. They only had four returning starters on offense. And then you go up against a team like Sabetha here in week one who brought back pretty much everybody. The Cause certainly had a lot to, certainly needed a lot to go their way here tonight. It has not been anywhere close to that to this point. So the safety makes it 23-0, and now the Cause have to punt it to the Blue Jays.
If there is one bright spot, if you're Perry, you mentioned it, at least it's week one.
It is week one. We got a long way to go.
You got some weeks to go. You still have a shot in district to still make the playoffs. I mean, obviously, this is, you know, first game of the season. Yeah, you want to go out there and you want to start the season off 1-0, but also the first game is where you really get the kinks worked out and you kind of see what you got moving forward. Obviously, like, what do you need to work on, that kind of stuff. This is just kind of a, especially when you go, like you said, going up against a team like Sabetha and what they did a season ago and what they brought back. It definitely shows you what you need to work on for sure to get better and make a run.
So here's Eli Dean off the tee, a little squib kick, and it's going to roll out of bounds, and there's the penalty flag. Blue Jays are going to have great field position to start this drive. Late third quarter, 2:37 to go, and a 23-0 lead. Touchdowns in the game by Colin Minold, Will Voos, and also Marcus Bauman. And I think Colin Minold was in on that sack on the safety just moments ago. So he has had a heck of a ball game. Colin, 9 carries, 67 yards. And that touchdown If for any reason Kramer had to miss time at quarterback, Bauman would be the one to step in and take over, and he's certainly a very capable guy if they would need him to do so, but Kramer's looked really good. I mean, he steps in as a junior, a senior-heavy team, and talking to head coach Garrett Michael earlier this week, he had nothing but great things to say about Kramer and what he's been able to do and the preparation and leading this offense here into this first game, and he's inefficient, 5-for-6, 81 yards in that touchdown. The officials are still discussing, maybe trying to figure out where the ball needs to be spotted, but that kickoff went out of bounds. Beth is going to have great field position here on this drive. It will be in cause territory. Near side hash at the 45. So first and 10 Blue Jays, the 45-yard line of Perry-Lecompton after that safety. A 23-0 lead for the Blue Jays. Finally back to it. We had all of 6 possessions in the first half. We have 6 possessions here in the third quarter alone. Here's Kramer. Takes the snap. Designed roll out to the left. Has some time. Gets some good blocking. Rifles a pass. And it is... Couldn't tell if it was incomplete, and it was caught right about the first down marker, but a flag's been thrown. They're pointing back, so it looks like this play is going to be wiped away.
I believe the far ref just signaled a hold.
That is one thing tonight that the Blue Jays are going to scratch their heads on. They have really racked up the penalties in this game. Certainly something coaching staff will not be pleased with, and it will be a hold. So what would have been a first down pitch and catch is going to back Sabetha back up into their own territory. Late third quarter, 2:25 to go, 23-0 Sabetha. Certainly two of the more veteran and seasoned head coaches in our area, Garrett Michael, year 15. Mike Paramore, year 23 for the cause.
Also, that last flag was actually for offensive pass interference.
Okay. So offensive pass interference was the call, and that backs him up. Blue Jays now have it first and a mile from their own 44-yard line. They need the cause 35 for the first down. So it's first and 21. Here's Kramer. A late pitch near side. Colin Menold is ripped up by Tristan Gordon, and a flag is thrown. And is this going to be maybe helmet to helmet?
That's exactly what I'm thinking here.
And Gordon is fired up, and he made a really good play. What would be a loss of 3, but he might have got helmet to helmet contact right in front of the official. Man, you feel for it because you know that's not what Gordon's trying to do. He's just trying to make a play, and he certainly did.
He's trying to kind of light a spark under his teammates.
Yeah.
Saying, hey, let's get going. And
this game's not over yet, and he was certainly trying to do that, and now it looks like he's trying to explain himself to the back official. And head coach Mike Paramore looks like he is not happy with what's about to be called here. And it is a helmet-to-helmet hit. Man, that is... Well, a horrible call, according to some. Again, that's just unlucky for Gordon. He made a really nice play, and there was helmet-to-helmet contact, but I will say it is football. That is going to happen. I think he made a nice play, but the official thought otherwise, so... Pretty much wipes out the offensive pass interference. And now, right back to the cause 44-yard line. Now first down and 10 for the Blue Jays. Here's Kramer under center, near side hash. Play action, looking across the middle, and it's incomplete. Tried to float one to McAfee. Tristan Gordon there on the coverage, and it's second down and 10. McAfee, a couple catches here tonight. First team all league as the Big 7 tight end a year ago. 11 catches, which was second on the team. 202 yards, which was second on the team. And 4 touchdowns, which was first on the team. So it's actually second down and 9 from the 44. Here's a run by Minold. He breaks one inside the 40, pushing towards the 35. And he's going to be a yard shy of the first down, so he picks up 8. And we're at 90 seconds to go in this third quarter. Clock moving. Minold last year had 3 100-yard games. And he is certainly getting close here, as he's at 75 yards on just 10 carries. Third down and 1, just shy of the cost, 35. They will go to Fry. Bouncing it out to the left side, gets beyond the hash marks. He'll have a first down. He needed 1, and he got maybe 3. To the 32, it is a gain of 3 and a first down for the Blue Jays. This drive started at the Perry LeCompton 45. Both teams have had 15-yard penalties here on this drive. 51 seconds and counting in this third quarter. The Blue Jays in control with the ball, leading 23-0. When you have carrying over from last year, one of the best rushing attacks in the state and one of the best scoring defenses in the state, that's going to bode well for success.
Oh, yeah.
They are just churning some clock here. Another handoff to about the 30. And the cause are saying a fumble. And that is a Blue Jays turnover, it looks like. At the 29-yard line, I think it was Minold on the carry. And that is a Blue Jays turnover. So the first of the game for the Blue Jays. They did not turn it over much last year. And we'll have their first turnover here in 2023 at 25 seconds to go in this third quarter, but holding a 23-0 lead. So Perry LeCompton will have it first and 10 at their own 29. Just 25 seconds remain in this third period. Tristan Gordon back to work. Cause needs something on this drive. They got to produce something. Keep themselves in this game. Here's the give to Kniper. Good first down yardage. He's up all the way to the 40 for a gain of 11 and a first down. That might be the last play of the third quarter. Stops the clock at 18 seconds to move the chains. We'll see if the Cause try to get one more snap off before the fourth. It's only a three-possession game, and the Cause do, in fact, they're going to need something here on this drive. But a good start to it. That will be the final play of the third quarter. It's been all Sabetha to this point. Cause have the ball at their own 40-yard line when we come back. The Blue Jays leading this one 23-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dry conditions affect more than crops. Decreased forage production for grazing or hay can lead to paying more for feed or depopulating your livestock. Protect against forage losses now with pasture, rangeland, and forage coverage from Farmers Mutual Hale. Call Roy or Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, your local FMH agent, to develop the best strategy for your farm. Deadline to sign up is December 1st. Call Roy or Eric today, 785-284-7611.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Full crew here on KNZA, 103.9 FM. We got myself, Brandon. We got Logan, Colin, Cray, Mike. Appreciate everyone's help as we have started now, getting ready to start the fourth quarter here at Perry LeCompton. Cause need a heck of a comeback. It's been all Blue Jays to this point. 23-0, Sabetha has the lead. Cause will start the fourth quarter with the ball going from left to right. They have it first and 10 in between the hash marks at their own 40-yard line. It is only a three-possession game. But every time the Cause have found some momentum on offense, they have found a way to shoot themselves in the foot. They need some points here. First play of the fourth, here is Colton Kniper off the left guard. Cross the 40 to the 42, maybe 43. They'll give him three to the 43, and it'll bring up second down and seven. Going to have to see a sense of urgency here in the fourth quarter for the Cause, who will go to Riverside for their week two matchup. And mentioned earlier, Sabetha will be at home against Holton, who's having some troubles with the defending state champs tonight in Seneca. Second down and seven at the 43, just getting going in the fourth quarter. Here's Gordon, three-step drop, throws it here to the near side. Beautiful catch at the 40-yard line, and a first down, or are they going to say incomplete? No, that is a catch. That was a very nice catch by the junior Eli Dean in coverage, and he took a shot to the 41-yard line. That's a gain of 16 yards and a first down. Boy, he went up, high-pointed that one, and then took a shot, I believe, from McAfee in the process. The Cause have it first and 10 at the Sabetha 41. A minute five into this fourth quarter, they trail 23-0. Gordon now 7-12 through the air, 59 yards on the night. Gordon in the gun. Got Kniper to his left. Reed, the man in motion to the near side, and Reed's going to get it on an end around, trying to develop some blocking, doesn't get much. Inside the 40 to maybe the 39 or the 38, good pursuit by Sabetha's secondary. I think Mitchell Kramer in there on the stop. Reed gets 2 yards, and it'll bring up second down and 8 inside the Sabetha 40. Just a great time of the year. Week one, high school football, college football, Saturday tomorrow, K-State and KU. KU in action right now. Last check, they were getting a handful from Missouri State. But we'll see. Jayhawks should probably win that game. K-State has Southeast Missouri State. You got the Chiefs opening up their season next week. We are off and running. Second down and 8 for the Cause. Inside the Sabetha 40. Gordon takes the snap. Quarterback keeper trying to get to the outside, and Nate Menold says no. What a play by the linebacker, Nate Menold. It's going to be a loss of about 4, and now third and long. The linebacker, technically the left end, is what Nate Menold is described as in this 5-down front defensive line. 19 total tackles a year ago. And he gets a solo knock there for a loss of 4. It's going to be 3rd and 12. Back to the 43. I think it should be 3rd and 13. Where the ball is marked near side hash. Under 9 minutes to go in the game. Blue Jays leading this one 23-0. 3rd and long for the Cause. Chest high snap here for Gordon. And immediately chucks it downfield, and it's nearly intercepted, but incomplete. Looking for Eli Dean, and quickly running at him was Chase Fry on a blitz. And Gordon just had to get rid of that one quickly. It's going to be 4th and 12. Stops the clock at 8:45. Well, you got to go for it now. And barring something incredible, Sabetha, the way they can run the football, if they can get a stop here, can ultimately ice this game.
Oh, yeah.
And the Cause pick up here on 4th and 12 at the Blue Jays' 43-yard line. And a fumble, and it's picked up by the Blue Jays near midfield, and that's going to be another turnover by the Cause. And Chase Fry with the fumble recovery, and the Blue Jays take over. Welp, another turnover for the cause. Make it now two fumbles along with two interceptions and a turnover on downs. And now the Blue Jays, with 8:40 left in the game, have the ball at their own 49-yard line, leading 23-0. And it appears we have a timeout. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. As again, we've kind of seen how the score is, interested to see maybe if we have an update. That Hiawatha Royal Valley game has been really good. It was 8-7 last check there. Nemaha Central 24, Holton nothing at the end of three. Centralia had a 10-point lead on Valley Heights. Jackson Heights had an 18-6 lead at Horton. Last checked on care, 93-7. Atchison, Ottawa was 35-21 at the half. Then mentioned that Hiawatha Royal Valley game. That was 8-7 Hiawatha at the half. But here's Sabetha leading Perry LeCompton 23-0 with 8:40 to go in the game. After a fifth turnover by the cause.
It's like we have two identical games going on tonight. This one's 23-0. You got Nemo Central up 24-0. So.
Of course, Sabetha and Nemaha will play in the final game of the regular season. That is a long ways out. Kramer takes the snap. And churning the legs and staying on his feet inside the 30 to the 29-yard line. And that could be coming back. There's a flag on the play. And you might be able to help out, Logan. That is 35. There's not a 35 on the roster.
I believe that's...
Is that Kellen Winger?
Tyler Winger, yeah.
I think it's Kellen Winger.
He got some playing
time. Unless that five looks like a six.
That should be 35. At least that's what I saw.
Yeah, it is 35, so we're going to go with Kellen Winger on that one. But this could be all for naught. There's a penalty flag on the play.
Yeah.
He's taking that one for about 22 yards, but yeah, it looks like it's coming back. So another penalty against the Blue Jays. That is certainly not helped their cause tonight. I mean, it hasn't affected the scoreboard at all, but number of penalties continues to pile up. So it's a spot foul. It's going to bring up first down and 8 at the cause 48. Here's a give. This time it's Cole Hinton. Cole Hinton gets to the 46, so he gets 2. It's going to bring up second down and 6. Actually, correction, second and 5. Clock moving. 8:15 to go in the game. A 23-0 lead. Might not see much of Fry and Menold here down the stretch. See some of these younger guys getting some snaps. Kramer still in at quarterback. Second and 5. Kramer's going to drop back. He's going to take a shot. Far sideline. It is incomplete. Good coverage by Bronson Rush. That was Brody Dieters, the intended receiver. Brings up 3rd and 5 at the 44. Stops the clock at 7:49. It seems like most of the night when we have seen Sabetha pass, we haven't expected it to be a pass, it seems like.
Well, you think, you know, it's 23-0, 7:49 to go. Perry just hasn't got anything going. You think Sabetha's probably just going to run it, try to get out of here, you know.
They're
going to take some opportunities to try to throw the football.
Here's another give, and another nice carry for a first down, and that's Cole Hinton again. He will get across the 40. They'll mark him down at the 36 for a gain of 10. So it's a Sabetha first down. So Cole Hinton getting some work here on this drive. Sabetha's lead is 23-0. As we're not quite to the halfway point here in the fourth quarter.
Getting close.
Getting close. Perry next week will be at Riverside. Sabetha will be at home against Holton. Kramer under center. Takes the snap, dropping back. Quick hitter to the right side. That is caught. It is a first down, a gain of 11 yards. And that is Brody Dieters on the reception. Or correction, that is actually Nate Minold. Beg your pardon. So Nate Minold with a nice reception there for a first down. Minold had one catch all of last year. It's a reception here, and it's a first down inside the 30 to the 27-yard line. Final 7 minutes to go in this game. Sabetha driving a 23-0 lead for the Blue Jays. Really going to try to put this game on ice. Of course, stick around. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Jake Spaulding, Chris Boswell here in 23. It's going to be a lot of fun with all of our recaps coming your way to end the night. First down carry. To the 25, believe it was Hinton. Second down and 8 at the 25. Just under 6.5 minutes to go. Clock moving. Blue Jays leading 23-0. Three touchdowns and a safety. Cause have turned it over 5 times. Near side receiver. That is Bauman. Here's Kramer handing it off. Near the red zone to the 20. That was Voos on the carry. Or that was Kellen Winger, excuse me. Sabetha just has so many bodies that they can use at running back. You're certainly going to see a lot of them.
The one plus side this year for Sabetha is we can actually read the numbers on the white jersey.
It's a little bit better. It's a little bit better, no doubt. Under 5.5 minutes to go. Maybe a botched play here. Kramer's just going to roll to his left, keep it himself, running a lot to get a little. Forced out of bounds by Tristan Gordon. And Kramer gets to the 16-yard line, so he works his way for a gain of 4. It's going to bring up 3rd down and 2. Or correction, it is a 1st down. My apologies. So a 1st down in the red zone. Sabetha has 1st and 10 in between the 16 and 17-yard line, trying to put this game away, leading 23-0. Kramer under center, takes the snap. Winger again on the carry, hit immediately and driven back. Maybe a yard, that's it. Good pursuit up front by the cause. Cameron Powell in on the stop. Now looks like an injured player. Looks like we got some cramping. Who's that? Is that McAfee trying to help out down there?
Yeah.
So Perry LeCompton player starts cramping up, and Sabetha's Christian McAfee immediately grabs his leg and helps him out. Good sportsmanship. So an injury timeout, just a cramp. Can't see who it is. It looks like a defensive lineman for the cause. But it stops the clock at 5:07 here in the fourth quarter. Sabetha driving, leading 23-0. We'll step aside for a timeout. We got more coming up right after this.
At Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice, we are committed to bringing quality care and services to our patients and their families. We have been serving Nemaha and Brown counties since 1979 and partner with your local medical provider to establish a plan of care tailored to you, the patient. Give Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice a call at 785-284-2288. Caring for patients and their families, one life at a time.
Kansaland Radio.
The injured defensive lineman for Perry LeCompton is sophomore Trevor Conklin. And it appeared to just be cramping issues. It was certainly a warm day and warm evening. It has cooled down much since kickoff. So Sabetha has really controlled this game from the jump. They lead it 23-0 with just over 5 minutes to go, and they're driving and trying to put up at least one more touchdown here. They have it second down and 9 from the Cause 15-yard line. Winger in the backfield behind Kramer. Receiver split to the right. McAfee in motion to the near side left. And a pass to the near side is caught by Bauman. Gets to the 5, turns it up and into the end zone for a Blue Jays touchdown. Make it 2 receiving touchdowns for Marcus Bauman. Put this game on ice. 5 minutes exact to go. It is now 29-0 in favor of 2A number 2 Sabetha. Second touchdown pass from Mitchell Kramer to Marcus Bauman. This one from 15 yards out. Those two are going to be a fun connection in 2023, it looks like, as Bauman now holds for Nate Menold. The kick is up, and it splits the uprights. A 30-0 lead for Sabetha with 5 minutes to go. We'll step aside for a timeout. We're back in a moment here on KNZA.
KMTS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, KIME offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KIMETS.com to learn more. KIME Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Floyd's Truck Repair. On the road or in the field, Floyd's Mobile Repair Unit will get you up and going with an experienced staff and the parts and equipment to fix any problem. Floyd's Truck Repair. At the junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
KNZA.
Drive summary. It is brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton, WilsonTireKS.com. Another touchdown for Sabetha. It's a 49-yard touchdown drive as it took 3 minutes and 40 seconds off the clock. The second pitch and catch from Mitchell Kramer to Marcus Bauman, and the extra point good, making it Blue Jays 30, and the Cause nothing. Efficient night for first-year starting quarterback Mitchell Kramer, 7-10 for 107 yards, 2 touchdowns. Marcus Bauman now 3 catches for 70 yards and 2 scores. Logan, certainly an impressive night, and we knew coming in how good this Sabetha team was going to be, and they are certainly going to be a team to watch as we progress throughout 2023.
Yeah, and this obviously this is a great, you know, first game if you're the Blue Jays. Obviously, Perry, you said it, Brandon, they lost a lot from last season's team, but still, you know, Sabetha, Nemaha Central, Holden, and Perry, those are usually your top four every year, it seems like, the last several years in the Big 7 League. Shouldn't it really be any different this year on paper? We'll see how it unfolds as the season progresses. This is a great great game to start your season off with, and just, you know, for both teams and for pretty much anybody around in other games, you know, first game, go out there, see, you know, the spots where you need to improve, this kind of stuff you need to work on as the season goes along. You know, like the flags for Sabetha, you can clean those kind of things up.
Yeah, penalties about the one thing that Garrett Michael and that coaching staff is certainly going to point to. The Blue Jays had a lot of penalties tonight, but not affected the scoreboard much. Cause take over. 4:55 to go. First and 10 at their own 17. Gordon still in at quarterback. They will give this one to Bronson Rush. Gets across the 20. Tripped up at the 23 for a gain of 6, maybe 5, depending on the spot. You just try to find something on film here in the last 4 minutes offensively if you're the Cause. And, you know, there were times in the first half where they moved it. They were moving it well, and just costly turnovers and mistimed plays. Just, again, it's all kind of unraveled throughout the course of it. 5 turnovers for the Cause. What's led to a 30-0 deficit here at 4:15 and counting left in this game. Gordon back to pass, throws it to the left side. It's incomplete. Looking for Tyler Reed, threw it at his shoes. Reed couldn't pull it in. It's now 3rd and 5. Nemaha Central looked to be on pace to knock off Holton tonight. Sabetha's closing out Perry here. Still haven't seen much of an update from Hiawatha and Royal Valley. And then, of course, the other matchup was Riverside and Jefferson West. Full Big 7 slate here. Of course, Jake and Boss coming up. We got the Community National Bank High School scoreboard show to follow. 92.1, 103.9, and 93.7 FM. Coverage is ramping up here in 23. Third and five for the Cause. Gordon takes the snap. Quarterback keeper follows the left guard. Gets to the 25. And he gets just two. And it's going to bring up fourth down and three. We're at 4 minutes and counting left in this game. Well, I'd expect the Cause to go for it. They turned it over on downs in the first half. Trying to avoid that here in what could be their final drive of this game. Clock still moving at about 3.5 minutes to go. Fourth and three from the 25. Gordon in the gun. Reed, receiver right. Also got a man split left. And a belt high snap, quarterback keeper for Gordon, trying to run to the near side. He's not going to get there. He'll be stopped short. At least it looks like he'll be short. He needed three, and Gordon gets just two, and that's going to be a turnover on downs, and we got another injured player. Clock has stopped at 3:17, and we have another injured Harry LeCompton player down at about the 20-yard line. So we'll step aside for a quick timeout. It appears to be another turnover on downs. It'll be Sabetha Ball when we come back, leading 30-0 with just under 3.5 minutes to go in this game. Back after a timeout here on KNZA.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Closer to wrapping this ball game up here at Perry LeCompton High School tonight. The injured call, trying to see who it is. It appears to be an offensive lineman. It was a turnover on downs. Cause cannot convert on fourth and three. Sabetha's going to take over at the Perry LeCompton 27-yard line with 3:17 to go, leading 30-0. And the injured player is Cameron Powell, junior lineman in the starting left tackle. Not a position you want to lose at any point. And he's walking off under his own power, so that appears to be good. Looks like he's favoring that right knee. So here we go. Blue Jays with 3:17 to go. It looks like Bauman's going to take over for Kramer at quarterback. First down and 10 for Sabetha. Bauman in at quarterback now. Ball at the Cause 27-yard line. They hustle up to the line quickly. Bauman will take his first snap at 23. Kramer's had an efficient night, no doubt about it. Here's Winger. Left side carry. Gets to the 20 down there. Good first down yardage. Gain of about 7. And that is Kellen Winger once again. And we got another injured call. Another lineman. It is a senior, Caden Byers. So the injured lineman once again is Byers for the Cause, and it appears to just be the cramp, as now it's Marcus Bauman who is helping out the injured Cause. So we saw McAfee helping out a cramping Cause alignment, and now Bauman steps in and is helping out as well. So, anything we know about Sabetha, they show good sportsmanship.
Yeah.
That is no doubt. Helping out. And that was one thing that a lot of these coaches, you know, talking to a lot of our area coaches this week, talking about the heat, talking about the not being able to practice as much because we had that whole weekend change of 110-degree heat.
Oh,
they couldn't
yeah.
practice as much. And they thought conditioning could be an issue. We've seen a few guys go down with cramps here in the fourth quarter for the cause. So back to it. Hand off by Bauman. It's going to be a first down to about the 15. Cole Hinton once again getting a carry. And it will be a gain of 6 yards to the 14-yard line. So Hinton's done a nice job in some spot-up roll. The winger's got 4 carries. Hinton's got a few carries. So they've used a lot of running backs here tonight as we're down to 2:20 to go. Sabetha might try to sneak in one more touchdown before this game is over. Bauman takes the snap. Another handoff, not much. This is Landon Meyer who gets a carry here for 2 yards. As we're at 2 minutes to go, they'll give him one to the 13-yard line. So just a handful of plays left in this game. Clock is moving at 1:50. Sabetha will have their first home game next week. They'll take on Holton. And for Perry LeCompton, they're going to try to bounce back. They go to Riverside. Second down and 9 at the cause 13. Bauman under center. Takes the snap. Give to winger. Left side. Breaks one. Gets to the 11, maybe the 10 with forward progress. Looks like the 11 for a gain of 2. Now they push it up to the 10 for a gain of 3. And it's going to bring up third down and a long 6. The minute 15 to go. We'll have our post-game show coming up, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. We'll have our player of the game. We'll have our lineman of the game. Go through the stats of the game as well. So hang with us. Number 2 ranked team in 2A, putting on a show. Here on third down, winger once again, straight up the gut. Not quite to the 5. They'll mark him down at the 7. He'll be short of the first down. It'll bring up 4th and 2. So winger for about 4 yards. And a 4th down and 2 scenario coming up as we're at 35 seconds to go in what could be the final play of the game. We are under 30 seconds. An impressive night for Sabetha in the season opener here at Perry LeCompton. 4th down and 2, just outside the 5-yard line. 10 seconds to go. What could be the final play of the game? Now 5 seconds. Bauman under center, and now a flag will stop the play. And I believe the receiver here to the near side, Andre Dollinghouse, didn't look like he was set when the ball was snapped. But just 3 seconds on the clock, fans starting to head to the exits. As it'll be a 5-yard penalty, so now 4th and long. With 3 seconds to go, now this will be the final play of the game. And that'll just start the clock, and that, my friends, will do it for this one here tonight as Sabetha rolls into town and beats Perry LeCompton by a final score of 30-0. A lot to digest. Our postgame show is next. It's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. All Blue Jays over the cause. We'll recap it when we come back here on KNZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
The answer is yes. SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance Agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word, discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Luker Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
Avian Telephone Company, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens, no more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with JVN Telephone Company. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact JBN Telephone Company today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Post game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. All Sabetha here in week one. They come here to Perry Lecompton, beat the Cons by a final score of 30-0. Brandon Tammett alongside Logan Bitterman, Colin Felkamp, our studio producer, Craig Schilling helping out with the stats tonight. Appreciate Mike's work behind the camera as well. Real quick, we'll dive into some of the numbers, but pretty impressive tonight. Cause had their struggles on offense. You know, they were able to move the ball at times, but 8 possessions total for Perry Lecompton in the game. They had 2 fumbles lost. They threw 2 interceptions. They had 2 turnover on downs. They had 1 that ended in a safety, and the other ended in a punt. That is not going to get it done. But they certainly were in this game up until about the fourth quarter.
Yeah, obviously the turnovers does not help at all, and then the safety was huge for momentum for Sabetha, who was already up 21-0 at that point. But you kind of wonder, Brandon, you go back to that, the way the end of the first half, or the way the first half ended, when Perry had almost 3 minutes of, you know, first half play left and never once decided to use any of their 3 timeouts. They just took all 3 and said, no, we'll just keep it in our pocket and go to halftime.
They almost threw a pick 6 at the end of the half as well, but we're fortunate to only go in 14-0 down.
Yeah, it just makes you wonder what this kind of maybe the strategy that they had going in that drive or right before half. You would have thought maybe that they want to try to maybe get one on the board because they got the ball after halftime. They go down and score, go down, you know, go in the locker room at half, down 1 score, come out in the second half, get another quick score, it's all tied up. But instead, you know, you don't take your timeouts, you go in the halftime down 2 scores, Sabetha comes out, and you get the turnover, and then Sabetha goes right down the field and scores.
1 play, 46 yards on that first play of the second half for Sabetha after that Kniper fumble, which again made it 21-0 at that point. It seemed like it was going to be hard for Perry Lecompton to come back from that, and then ultimately another safety and a touchdown. A 30-0 final, our post game here on both KMZA 103.9 FM, welcoming our listeners as well on a KMZA 92.1 FM, where Centralia was able to pull out a victory at home against Valley Heights. Post game continues. Of course, we got the Community National Bank High School School Board Show coming up here in just a little bit, but the statistics in this game is brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or any K Tax Services in Whiting, that is with Jacob Yanks and Courtney Brockhoff. Final stats in this one, Sabetha, 13 first downs, Perry Lecompton had 10. The rushing yards in this game, Sabetha as a team, 36 carries for 181 yards, averaging right at 5 yards per carry. Cause 28 carries, 102 yards, they averaged 3.6 yards per carry. The passing yards, 107 for Sabetha, 59 for the cause. So the total yards in this game, Sabetha, 288 yards. Cause finish with 161. Sabetha, though, had 9 penalties in the game for 68 yards. Cause had 3 penalties for 35 yards. Taking a look at some of the individual numbers in this game, leading rusher for Sabetha was Colin Minold. He had 10 carries for 75 yards. And a rushing touchdown. Will Voos had another touchdown as well, just 2 carries and 20 yards. Chase Fry had 10 carries for 36 yards. And then we saw some of the kind of threes and fours get in late. Cole Hinton, 3 carries for 18 yards. 5 for 17 for Kellen Winger, as they used a lot of bodies late in this game. Mitchell Kramer, his first starting night as the quarterback. The junior completed 7 of 10 passes for 107 yards. And 2 touchdowns, both of which went to Marcus Bauman. 3 catches, 70 yards, his touchdowns, one from 46, the other from 15 yards out. Real quick for Perry LeCompton, Tristan Gordon, the quarterback, leading rusher, 11 carries, 47 yards. Bronson Rush had 6 carries for 32 yards. Colton Kniper had 9 carries for 23 yards. Zach Esmond, the leading receiver for the cause, 4 catches for 28 yards. Gordon passing 7 of 13 for 59 yards. Before we announce our player of the game, how about, Logan, we go with a lineman of the game. It's brought to you by Giant Communications. When you need a strong, reliable network for your home or business, Giant Communications. Protect your blind side. Ask about the whole home Wi-Fi. Can better your network experience. Find them online at GiantCom. That's Giant, GiantCOMM.net. We talked about it all game. Sabetha arguably could have the best just line in general, maybe in the classification. They bring back everybody. We saw both Grimms get some action. Aiden Whitwer, another guy, and you could really probably go with about anybody.
Christian McAfee, as far
Christian
as
Christian McAfee, defensive end, absolutely.
Brandon, first game of the season, the way that the Sabetha, both sides of the offensive and defensive, the way they played. Why not just give it to the entire?
Just give it to all the big heavies.
Give it to all of them.
No, I'm cool.
Just don't single one out. I mean, they both offensively and defensively played tremendous. Every single one of them on the offensive and defensive line. So I think it's just got to go to all of them.
That's our lineman of the game presented by Giant Communications. And now it's time for our player of the game. It's going to be brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Of course, late in the game, we saw a lot of the third, fourth stringers get in. Colin Minold, of course, was very utilized early, averaged over 7 yards a carry, 10 for 75 and a touchdown. Mitchell Kramer, very efficient in his first start at quarterback, 7 to 10, over 100 yards, couple of scores. Marcus Bauman, both receiving touchdowns. So Sabetha's defense could maybe be player of the game. I mean, where do we go here?
In this one, if you will, kind of sounds cliche, if you will. Obviously, you think about games, and usually when a team wins, you always hear about, you know, the quarterback is the first one you hear about. It's his first start this season and his first real start at quarterback. The way he played and the way he kept his composure and just the numbers he put up as far as passing, I think it's got to go to Mitchell Kramer. He didn't, you know, usually when you're, you know, the first time you're starting, even as just a junior, you know, you kind of get a little flustered. You kind of have those butterflies a little bit. But he came out just from the opening kickoff till right there at the end of the game. He never shied away. You know, he made sure he got, you know, the handoff secured before he let go of the football. He didn't throw the ball into any bad situations. You know, he always tried to make sure he always put it where his receiver had the best shot at getting the football. And he just played a tremendous game. I think it's got to go to Mitchell Kramer here.
Yeah, the junior quarterback, Mitchell Kramer, 7 of 10 passing, 107 yards, a couple of touchdown strikes, no turnovers. Marcus Bauman had both of those catches, one for 46, one for 15.
And we got to talk about it for Mitchell Kramer. You got to thank your offensive line, and you got to thank everybody on the outside and the running backs as well.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Final score again, Sabetha winning it at Perry LeCompton, 30 to nothing.